He's got a Medal of the Order of Australia for services to primary industries, and quite rightly so. He's the original Burrumbuddock hay runner, Brendan Farrell, and he joins us right now. Morning, Bumper.
Morning, guys.
So you've been planning, obviously, this latest big hay run that you're doing on Australia Day. But in the meantime, whilst you're in the midst of planning all that, these horrible fires have broken out here locally. And you did a run up to Corryong the day after the fires, didn't you?
Yeah, we had the call from the VFF that they needed urgent fodder up into Corryong. Which wasn't a drama at all, because we had 400 rolls donated from those farmers up there for our hay run. They all got burned in a shed, so it was a no-brainer just to get some hay back up to them, and so we did.
Yeah, fantastic.
So has that impacted the plans for the Armidale run on Australia Day?
Yeah, it did, actually, because we just took hay from the Armidale run straight up to Corryong, so we took up around 1,500 bales. Wheat hay, canola hay, so that put a dip in the pile for Armidale. So we've just been dragging some hay from over at our Horsham depot and Hamilton and Dookie back over to Burrumbuddock to try and keep Armidale ballot form farmers ready to go, hopefully.
Yeah, fantastic. So you're still set to go on Australia Day. How many trucks are you looking at having for this convoy?
We took 54 to Corryong, and this one's going to be around that 180 to 200 at the moment.
Wow.
That's what we've got in the books. So, yeah, it's a big one, sort of the biggest, but there's a lot of farms in Armidale. The ballot form went out 2 months ago, and I think we're up to nearly 600 farmers in desperate need of fodder up there in the drought, because it hasn't gone away, it hasn't rained. So we've got to try and do our part for them as well up there.
Hey, Bumper, can I ask... Because this will be the first one that I'll be going on. I'm going on it, and I'm really looking forward to it. But I'm really intrigued. With almost 200 trucks on the road, how long is the convoy when you're on the highway? Like, how in kilometres terms, does it go way back?
Yeah, well, you space them out. We're going up the Hume Highway, which is an advantage because the least cars can still overtake us. We space them out about 20 to 30 metres apart, so... It could be 50, 60 k's long.
Whoa, that's awesome. That's so good.
It's like a big caterpillar snaking along the highway, isn't it?
Yeah, so we'll get up through Sydney, which we had the drive the other day. So it'll be interesting, Pennadills Road. And then we first stopped at Singleton, where a farmer up there is just going to cut his fence of 170 acres for us just to park in there.
Right.
And then go the next morning to Armidale, police escort up through the Moonbi Chase. And then, try and stick them in Armidale somewhere.
Bumper, I'm guessing for you, like, you've been doing it for a number of years now. I'm guessing that the emotion is just something that is always there, because no matter how many times you see it, it must be so difficult to see those farmers doing it so tough.
It is, Lou. It's if you don't have that emotion running, well, there's no point in doing it anymore. Mm. You've lost the pill of giving. And that's why we have so many truck drivers come on every year. And they're the same fellas, and there's a lot of new fellas. It is about that pill of giving and shaking the hand we don't know on Australia Day to say, look, mate, someone still gives a damn, and hopefully it does rain soon. But, it's an emotional roller coaster. At the moment, I'm under the pump to get everything organised. Once I'm on the road and the trucks are rolling, then the pressure comes right off.
Yeah,
absolutely. And look, hopefully we're going to get a bit of rain here too. Let's keep our fingers crossed for that, what are they saying, 20 to 40 mils possibly later in the week. So I'm sure you need it out at your place too, Bumper.
I've got a broken down excavator in the bottom of the dam, so probably not just yet.
You better get it out.
All right.
I'm the artist.
Brendan Farrell, the founder of the Burrumbuddock Hay Runners. I can't wait. It's only 2 weeks away. It's going to be incredible, the latest run up to Armidale. And we'll talk to you, of course, before it as well. So we'll talk to you soon, Brendan.
Good on you, guys. Thanks very much.